This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Tolo Tuesday edition with the entire crew here again on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider, Bobby Belt. We got Pepe and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube on the morning after, dare I say, the most boring sports night of the year.
Best if you have stuff to do. And you can't have time to watch. It was picture day. Going through all those honeymoon photos.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nightmare.
Yesterday was?
Nobody posts later than you guys.
Oh, yeah, we don't. Yeah, well, you can't post while you're there, right? That you can't do that. You can do it like a story every now and then. But we had 1,300 photos to go through.
You posted like a 500-photo story a couple weeks,
Now that was a story. Now this was the posts.
Oh, okay.
Difference. Now you got to come up with captions and... Now, next up, and it's the actual wedding photos, like between the ceremony and the reception thingy pictures. That's next. So we needed this day. We needed it.
No NBA, no NHL. You had some WNBA featuring the Wings, but otherwise, Bobby, what did you do? What did you watch?
It was dead, so we finished watching 4 seasons. On Netflix.
You finished 4 seasons of a show yesterday?
It's the name of the show, 4 seasons. We finished watching that, and then we watched one more episode of The Wire, as Kristen's never seen it, and so we're running through it again. But that was basically it, getting caught up on shows.
I think Peyton Russell, probably the most entertaining night, as he's getting all packed up for, is this a bachelor party?
It is,
The RJ Choppy bachelor party.
Yes, one of my best friends from college, Chad, is getting married in December, so us and the Los Hombres, along with his brothers, are going out there to St. George, Utah. But we do tour into Vegas on Wednesday. So stay night in Vegas. I had a free hotel room. So we'll party up there for a little bit on a Wednesday night. And then we'll drive, I believe it's 2 hours or so, to Utah. And it's a golf trip. You know, you're wondering, what's in St. George, Utah? It's golf. There's golf resorts out there. My friends are a big golf team.
How far is that place from Salt Lake City?
Ooh, no idea. I have not mapped it out yet.
Okay. Okay. Can you see it from there?
you can. You can see Vegas.
What did he say in the meeting that day? What was that about?
Yeah, he said he could see he could see Seattle from Vancouver or something.
I think that's still true. You might have to, don't quote me. But
302 miles, 4 hours and 24-minute drive.
So last week when we were talking about getting in a bet on the Cowboys over-under win total for the season, you're like, yo, man, I'm going to Vegas for a day if you want me to put that money in. Here's my question. First off, if I Venmo you money, is that good for you? Do you have to get actual cash from me? But more importantly, if the ticket wins, can I cash it here? Or do I have to go to Vegas? Aiden is already shaking his head no.
So, well, depending on how much you win from it, you might be able to just afford a plane ticket out there and then just, you know, use that winnings back. But, you know, I think there's a I really do think there's a mail-in option.
You can mail it to the back.
If you trust that. But, yeah, I mean, if you go out to Vegas, you just have to cash it. I think it's valid for, what, over a year? I don't know how long those tickets are valid for. But, yeah, if it cashes, I mean, you just go out there and
I don't want to go out there.
Yeah,
it has to be a mail.
It's
they
an
have
excuse,
to mail
though.
To
it's
me.
An excuse, though, to go out there.
No. It is an excuse.
You're clearly trying to avoid it. He's trying to like encourage, like, hey, it's okay. You're allowed to go, Sean.
Imagine a morning show trip out to Vegas. You know, if we had the excuse to get your winning ticket, and then we partied up there in Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah, imagine being the operative word there. If it's over under 7.5, see where you can get it right now, Choppy. What the updated number is. I might be going about 500
damn,
on the over for them to get 8 wins.
I think so too. I think the over is in play. Let's see. This was as of 6 days ago, and they're going in chronological order of wins.
Keep going.
Yep.
Keep going to find the Cowboys.
Gotta go down that.
I would just ask Sean if you do it before I leave for the trip, because if I have to use like the ATM out there, you know, there's fees and all
that.
So
if I Venmo you 500, you're fine with that, or I need to go get you cash.
Oh, I can take cash. That's fine. Either one.
He knows that's fine. He's asking, can he Venmo you to make it easier for him? Not like, can he do you the favor
so
of going
I have to
out
have
his
you
way.
Wait downstairs while I run into the McDonald's or wherever there's an ATM. Yeah,
it's 7.5.
Seven and a half? Okay. What's the lowest that you guys have seen it? Have you seen it at 6.5? No.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. No. I saw it at 8 at one point. 8.5. That was before like the draft and everything. Before free agency and everything. But yeah, 7.5. That's okay. Where I've seen it. Now what's shifted is the odds you gotta pay. It used to be minus, so the favorite was the under. Now the favorite's the over. So minus 120 on under. Now it's like minus 120, 130 on the over.
So right now today, if they get 8 wins, I'll get what back in return on $500?
Well, just on 100, you would have to bet 120 to win 100.
Okay.
So you would, what, $400?
Something like that. I don't know if that's worth it, all this Peyton hassle. 877-881-1053. Let us know what you did yesterday evening, or maybe you were focused on the new basketball star.
This game is still manageable right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Beckers on Skyler with a layup. Paige has 17.
All right, Paige Beckers with the second game after the 0-1 start. They still lost to Seattle, 79-71. Beckers on the evening, 19 points, along with 8 assists and 5 rebounds. But the Wings start off 0-2 and 0-2 at home.
The only starter in the positive plus minus, too, Sean. That's a big deal. Look, I mean, she's actually entertaining. She's actually fun to watch. And so she's not Caitlin Clark. She's not out here making cheap shots, shoving people. She's not she's not just chucking things up like she's Brandon Jennings. She's
going to play a complete basketball
game. Brandon Jennings! So they had some really great highlights up here that they were running just now, Sean, while we were getting ready to start here.
You like that?
So
so the Wings start off 0-2. Let us know if you have gone or whether you are going to go. Nick Sirianni gets an extension in Filthy.
Yeah, he does. He's 48-20.
And about to be fired.
Yeah, about to be fired, right. He's 48-20. But Nick Sirianni is, it's funny because he is like the coach that I think gets way less credit. And maybe the hate is personality versus actual performance as a coach. But, you know, to me, like, is he a good coach talk is out the door. It's out the door. Like he's inarguably a good coach. His manners, his mannerisms are one thing.
Based on what? Like, I mean, I know they won, but like, I mean, there are plenty of people we don't.
They
get
are a train wreck of an organization. Largely,
they're a train wreck of an organization.
I'm sorry, because of personalities.
Okay,
right, they're personalities, and largely because of him. You're right. Like that's fair. But he does. It does seem there's a method to the madness of keeping it together.
I don't know, because that's the whole, is that if it's teetering
the
on the edge.
The method's Big Dom.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. If it's teetering on the edge, like, I mean, we it felt like we were an inch away from Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni just being an irreparable relationship over the last 18 months.
It seems that way, but somehow they make it work. You know,
well, last year the reports were that they literally were separating the two of them.
They had
to have a mediator, and the mediator's gone now.
Why then? Who's the mediator?
Kellen was the one that they said was mediating basically between the two of them.
Why then, if you were Howie Roseman and were hearing things between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, you know that Howie Roseman has to be hearing those same exact things. Why sign him up long-term like that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know why they just gave him the deal. Like, I figure you would at least wait till you're a couple weeks into the season and see, all right, is this going to work now? Is this new setup going to work? Or do we need to take a look at this again? It feels just like, all right, you won the Super Bowl. Here's your reward. And fine, you can do it that way. But, I mean, like, this was a guy that before last year, they were this close, it felt like, to firing.
I mean, two Super Bowls in, what, 3 years?
Because of that collapse.
Yeah, two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Which was because of the reasons a lot of times people felt like were the dynamics that existed between them.
Yeah, but they were like 9-1 or 10-1 before that. So you have to factor in the great win-loss record, the great Super Bowl appearances, that second half collapse, and then whatever else goes on between him and the locker room.
If he's available tomorrow, how many teams pick him up? Would fire their coach. Ooh. Let's just say all the coaches in the NFL are on expiring deals, right? So they don't have to do buyouts. How many teams, if they're are moving on from their coach for Sirianni?
It's a great question. He's the hardest one.
15?
It depends what the rest of the league thinks and says about him behind the scenes. Right. About what he's the hardest coach in the National Football League that I can't get a grasp on what he actually does and whether it's good and bad and how much bad versus how much good. I don't know.
Like, generally, like,
win-loss wise and success wise, it would be a no-brainer.
Like, you know,
he is winning with Jalen Hurts.
There's the thing.
That's impressive.
A lot of coaches will say, well, you know, the coach is winning because of the quarterback, right? Well, if you don't think much of Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, then
I don't even know if it's not thinking as much. It was just like, it was a project. You know, it was a big transition for Jalen Hurts. It felt like to be an NFL quarterback versus just running around and being a backup from college.
Maybe like a dozen, looking at the list of teams right now. Because you on the surface would think it'd be a lot more, but then it's like, all right, Baltimore's not moving on from Harbaugh for him. I don't think Sean McDermott is getting fired in Buffalo for him.
But a dozen is positive.
No, I mean, to think that more than half the league, like, you're the Super Bowl champions and less than half the league is going to move on from their head coach for you, I don't think that's true usually of most coaches that just won a Super Bowl.
I don't know, man. Like that,
I think if you look at the list of teams, you're going to go, like, you're going to be surprised. Just go to Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, Matt LaFleur right there. None of them are moving on.
They're not.
D'Amico Ryans, I don't know. They really like D'Amico Ryans there in Houston. You go down, then Shane Steichen in Indianapolis.
Get rid of him. Sirianni.
Probably, but yeah. I mean, like, again, you're talking about from the same coaching tree already, right? And if they like Steichen, Liam Cohen, sure, Jacksonville probably moving on from him. They weren't in love with him.
Tampa move on from Bowles.
Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh, Sean McVay, I don't think all of them are moving on.
None of them would.
Maybe McDaniel, I don't know. Kevin O'Connell, no. Vrabel in New England, no.
No, not these two.
Like, I mean, this is like, you go down the list, but you're going to start finding
those are knocks to me that a team who has a really good coach and someone who's established isn't kicking that person out the door for Sirianni.
But then we're still saying Sirianni's the 18th or 19th best coach in the NFL. If that, like, by the idea of just if it's just who's better,
staying
or not.
Power doesn't mean that you're better than that person, in my opinion, just swapping them out. Anyway, this isn't going anywhere.
I agree with that. Like, just because you wouldn't fire your coach for him
doesn't mean he's the 18th best coach in the NFL, but whatever. DC is getting a new stadium, and apparently they're going to put a roof on it, but they're trying to give us a Super Bowl, help us get one back in Arlington.
Dude, this is weird. So the president of the Commanders.
Who's that, Magic?
It is not Magic.
That's funny.
It is Mark Klaus.
He gave me a reatment there.
Mark Klaus is his name. He was talking about the new stadium and all the events that are going to be at the new stadium. And I'm like, I'm listening for one, and I'm like, I don't hear it.
Through a lot of arm wrestling, there is a roof on the stadium. And I think that's going to enable us to bring, you know, 30 to 40 world-class events. I mean, we will be the only roofed facility of this side in the Mid-Atlantic. And so, you know, whether that's Taylor Swift or the Final Four or any WWE wrestling fans out there. WrestleMania could come, but we are going to be able to host everything that's in the city on a national stage. And because of that roof, it gives us a chance to actually create a pipeline of jobs and developments.
All right, he mentioned all those events. Great events. No Super Bowl? The whole point of your NFL team, you would want to host the Super Bowl.
What's the year in which you think we're getting it?
It was 20. I can't remember if it was the 2029 Super Bowl or the 2031, but it was that one of those two. It was either the 2029 season or the 2029 Super Bowl. But they had gotten rid of the Final Four. The Final Four, or the college championship was supposed to be here. The national championship of college football was supposed to be here. And they moved on from it because the thought was the NFL needs the building a month in advance. And that would have been within that time window. So, Washington, they're building a brand new stadium with a roof, but they didn't even mention the Super Bowl.
And Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart already bros in New York, Bobby, as they got the early morning headbutt every time they see each other there in New York.
Yeah, that's
the new bros backfield.
That fits the meathead persona for those two to just clank heads every morning because there's nothing inside. They don't have to worry about anything rattling around in there. Jackson Dart, who literally doesn't have a snap count, all he does is clap, and he can't tell Gruden what a cadence is. And then Cam Scataboo, who is, everything
quads,
that we've talked about.
Big quads.
Yeah, that's
huge
it.
Legs,
that's just about it.
Rangers are off because they're getting ready for the New York Yankees. You thought you had a football battle between these two? Wait till you hear the baseball battle while we get you set for the series that starts tonight on the home of the Rangers and where the Rangers now in the power rankings with this awesome staff and this questionable offense. All that is next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports actually returns tonight with a 5:30 pregame on this radio station, your home of the Texas Rangers, as they are in the Bronx to take on the New York Yankees. The Rangers are 25-23. The Yankees are 27-19. They're 4.5 games up in the American League East. And before we get to the drama there in New York, it's really the other New York team, but the Yankees are a factor in it. Where are we with the power rankings and where the Rangers stand right now?
Oh, the Texas Rangers, they're moving on up. That's a big positive. Yeah. In fact, they're the biggest mover this week, according to CBS Sports. They went up 6 spots. The bad news is that puts them firmly in the middle of the pack of Major League Baseball. Puts them at 15. So they moved up from 21 to 15, obviously getting a lot of credit right now for their starting pitching, but the offense needing to come around at this point. But a 6-spot move up, according to CBS Sports, put the Rangers at 15.
All right, let me give you a pop quiz, I think, very difficult question.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You can get a difference-making bat, but you got to trade one of the starters. Who is it?
Can I ask who the starter is?
That's what you're supposed to answer.
I'm asking you that.
Jack Leiter.
No, that doesn't count.
What? So it's got to be Evaldi, Malley, or DeGrom.
You know, someone that brings you back actual value.
A lot of people like Jack Leiter. Yeah. Ask Sandler.
I would trade Malley.
Malley, yeah.
Easy.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are.
And again, web team, don't make that the headline. RJ Choppy would trade Tyler Malley. I'm making him answer a hypothetical for a bat.
If you're making me trade one of their pitchers that would bring back something, which obviously you got to give something to get something. And Jack Leiter's not an option. If you're saying Jack's not an option because the return is going to be very, very low, then the easy answer is Malley.
Why is it the easy answer?
Well, because he's not as good as DeGrom or Evaldi. DeGrom and Evaldi in a playoff series.
DeGrom going to survive?
Well, that's you're betting.
You get off that contract.
You're betting on hope.
Do they all get me the same bat back? Or are you telling me like the DeGrom one will get me a better bat?
Well, Malley's, I mean, it's difficult to.
Malley's getting you a 7 out of 10 bat. Evaldi an 8.5 or whatever. Just
Malley for a 7. Then.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there is, I mean, you know, Malley's is a good pitcher, but his career has not been holy cow. Yeah. This guy in a playoff series is going to carry you to a World Series.
But if you could get away from DeGrom and get that equal return in a bat and not have to worry about all the DeGrom stuff with the money and the injury, would that entice you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a player. Yeah, like if you were to tell me that, you can get a...
Malley's 30.
Yeah, if you were to tell me... Now, look, obviously, they're not trading Freddie Freeman, but you get me a player, like a top 15 hitter.
Yeah.
I could really get down with that.
All right, a couple of other Ranger notes. We have not talked, maybe you guys did while I was out. Sang-Young Kim, they finally got one of these international prospects. He's a high school kid who pitches and plays short. He's apparently hit 95 on the gun, and they got the deal done.
It's good. Look, they call him a world-class competitor, and that is great. Now, this is odd because for years, the rule was like you couldn't players in the Japanese league, like they played there for a while, right? And then they posted. Now they're signing these kids. I mean, this kid, he's basically a high schooler, right? You know, like they're signing Roki Sasaki is an infant with the Dodgers, right? So it's different. It's the ultimate projection. I have no idea what youth baseball and high school baseball in Japan is like. I have no idea. I mean, it's a risk taking high school kids here.
Sure.
In the draft. I don't know what the baseball is. I've seen videos on Instagram, and they look as good as American high school baseball. I have no idea, though. But this is great. If you can get, because you got to start with one, and then you hope, like the Dodgers have.
They have friends.
it becomes a pipeline where they all want to sign.
Yamamoto, Otani, right? Apparently a lot of that came from a friendship.
Absolutely. And then, you add Sasaki into the mix, and now here you go.
Yeah, look, I mean, I know nothing about him other than obviously the hype that you get coming out of this. But how do those two compare as pipelines, though, typically between just Korean players that have come over here versus the Japanese leagues. We've had a lot. There's been a lot more
countries.
No, I know. There's a, yeah. The one we're talking about here is Korea. Yeah. You said Japan for the last 2 minutes. So what I'm saying is that the Korea. What have we seen typically from? Because a lot of these, the success that we've seen when players have been brought over here have been Japanese players from those Japanese leagues.
The Korean league has been known as a really good league too. Was it the KBL or whatever it is? So yeah, the Korean league is a. It's a tremendous league. But here you go. I mean, like, I have no idea what high school baseball in Korea is like.
Bochy said Evan Carter's injury is worse than they initially thought. He has a grade 2 quad strain and could miss multiple weeks. So the up and down for Evan Carter continues.
Yeah, and I mean, when he first got up, he had started kind of putting things together at Round Rock. He was showing a lot of patience. He had started hitting the ball harder. He had a couple extra base hits in Round Rock, and then he got up to the major league level and okay, he got a home run while he was up here, but still it was, what, he's in just the couple games he was up here, his OPS was like 5-something. I mean, you've still got the issue of just, it doesn't look like the same guy we saw during those 6 weeks or whatever that he came up in 23. It has not looked like the same guy with the same mindset and the same, you know, pro approach that you had seen that year.
We got some drama in New York as the Rangers get set to take on the Yankees. The Juan Soto thing feels like it's already falling apart.
This is from Bob Clappish, who is he's like the Evan Grant of like Yankee beat writers type thing. Been there forever. He said this about Juan Soto. He agreed to be mic'd up by ESPN the second inning, but changed his mind minutes before the game. Soto told the Mets officials he was tired of answering questions about the Yankees and Aaron Judge and sick of explaining why he chose the Mets. He turned his back on ESPN, did the same to reporters who were waiting to speak with him in the postgame. He got dressed, began walking towards the door, said he'd be back to answer questions after seeing family. He never returned. That's not the same stand-up guy who was always at his locker last season. After being skewered on Friday, he spoke the obligation to take it like a man 2 days later running for the exit. The Mets hierarchy is concerned about his lack of enthusiasm for his new team. Mm. The only time he seemed happy this weekend was when he interacted with Judge and Aaron Boone and Jazz Chisholm. Quote, the man is downright miserable. Although he said he was ready for the homecoming, he was shell-shocked by the time Sunday night rolled around. 3 sellout crowds broke him.
Yeah, the Yankee fans, I thought this was, you know, this was cool. They all turned their backs on him.
In right field.
They all turned their backs. And Michael Kay, who Choppy knows and Bobby absolutely loves, Yankees play-by-play voice, he had the commentary.
That's the series that I'm looking forward to. And the reason I'm looking forward to it is because I'm anticipating the reaction that Juan Soto is going to get at Yankee Stadium. And I think that the reaction, if I'm a Yankee fan, would be constant booing of Juan Soto. Now, nothing profane. It shouldn't be that. You should be ashamed of yourself if you say anything like that. He should know that you feel jilted, that you did not like his decision, and this is one of the few times that the Yankees actually wanted a player, and they lost him.
Michael Kay's the worst. The absolute worst. Like, first off, he was getting mocked all over the internet for the phrase, if I'm a Yankee fan. Oh, if you're a Yankee fan, Michael Kay. Really, you haven't made that perfectly clear enough. This is the most melodramatic, entitled group of fans in professional sports are the Yankees fans. It's so bad. The like, you should boo the hell out of it because this is the one time that we wanted somebody and they didn't come back
here.
You
sound like Del Greco or whatever his name is.
Exactly. It's Tom LaGreco. So whiny.
Not the kicker, Del
Greco. My gosh, you should just destroy this guy because you wanted him and you didn't get him. It is the most entitled, bratty, petulant group of sports fans in existence. And I love that they lost him. I hope they continue to lose players. And I hope that Michael Kay has to sit there and cry into a microphone for 3 hours every day until his crappy show gets taken off the air.
They're talking about a loss of swag for Soto. They're talking about a weight gain for Soto. Last night, he did not run out of the box. They're talking about a hustle there for him.
Now, look, I agree. He was getting thrown out at second last night. Right. That fly ball to the green. Now, he didn't run out of the box great.
Yeah, he didn't run hard.
He's not a fast runner. He might have gotten nailed at second anyway, but he has not run hard. He didn't do it on Sunday night.
Yeah.
He has not played. He's still playing a decent season. His numbers are still well above league average. They're just below his career numbers. And that's obviously going to happen. Last year, he had Judge hitting behind him. This year, he's got Pete Alonso. Now, Pete Alonso is really good. He's having a good year, but he's not Aaron Judge. It's just a different world. And also the park that he plays in is more difficult to hit in.
This just appears. I don't know the ins and outs, right? this appears like a lesson in not always just taking the most money. Don't just take the highest dollar if it beats the other offer by a buck.
I think it's also a lesson, like, you know,
because you could see last year he fit in the Bronx. He fit as a Yankee. The whole thing came together. Mm-hmm. It felt like a match.
Yeah,
it felt like he was there. He was built for it. And he went to the highest bidder, even though the Yankees were right there on the doorstep. Now, you had stories and rumors about family being disrespected and not getting mm-hmm. people in suites. But the word is that, you know, Soto was fine being a Yankee. His family wanted him to be a Met.
Yeah, and the other kind of lesson is, if you're going to leave a place and you're going to sign a place you've never played at before, maybe don't sign for 15 years.
Yeah.
Because that's the last contract. That was the last contract he's ever going to sign. Now, he has an opt-out in 2029, but he'll be over 30, or he'll be 30. That's a long way away, and, you know, you might not get the same kind of rate. You might not get $55 million a year or whatever it is. So are you going to opt out for happiness? Now, he might. I mean, he'll have generational money at that point. But it clearly shows that right now he's not enjoying. He doesn't Soto shuffle. He doesn't do the wiggle. He'll do a little butt wiggle.
What was the Soto shuffle?
That's, you know, he
Show
takes
it to us.
It's 2-0, and he takes a pitch. he goes down and he kind of looks at the pitcher. He stalks. He stalks the pitcher. He's not stalking. He's not a stalker anymore.
No. It's also 6-7 weeks into this. Like, that would be the thing I'd be telling him. If he's
Same
miserable
thing with Lindor.
And I've got it his ear, I would tell, like, dude, you're 6 to 7 weeks in, like, give it a chance.
And they're 10 games over and a half game back.
They're like the second or third best team in all of baseball record wise. Lindor did not have a great start when he went to the Mets. I mean, he was terrible. Mm-hmm. And he's turned into Francisco Lindor again.
So there's the drama in New York as the Yankee fans apparently breaking down Juan Soto. I do like when crowds can have that type of effect. I'll disagree with Bobby on that. But Soto appears like shell-shocked. You played there, bro. You didn't think that they were going to do something like that, and it really got in your feelings, and you were able to take it. So Juan Soto, a baseball topic, Rangers, Yankees, 5:30 pregame, first pitch at 6 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Prisoners are escaping. Antonio Brown is firing guns. And what's up with the pirate ship? We got to catch up on what's going on in the world as the Tolo Tuesday edition continues for the 6 a.m. club. We have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway around the corner as well. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ice Cube tickets are coming up at 7:20. We want you to win them as part of the 6 a.m. Club. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday here on DFW Sports Station, your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Adam Schefter 10 minutes ago said that the league vote to allow NFL players to participate in Olympic flag football is expected to pass.
Oh, wow. Oh,
good vote for them.
Vote to allow NFL players to participate. 2028 Summer Olympics expected to pass.
Good, 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 good.
Wasn't Jalen Hurts like in the commercial? I think he was the one throwing the Olympic torch. He should have just run it there.
Should have. So, I
long
mean,
commercial.
The one.
Get up the steps of the Coliseum.
Yeah, the one player you get. So the rule is one player per team. No more than one player. Per team. So they want one team to lose all their players to ACL injuries. Robert Edwards is the guy we were talking about on the beach at the Pro Bowl. Oh,
yeah, ruined his career.
So does one team have to put someone
on? No, I don't think you have to put somebody on the Olympic team, but the way it was written, or the way it was, I read it was no more than one player per team.
Who would be your first pick?
For the purpose of, like, being good? Or for if you're Dallas and you want to, like, maybe get out
for the purposes of being good.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek.
Probably.
Can you run? Can you, as a quarterback, can you run
I assume so.
Or do you have to stay behind the line of scrimmage? I have no idea.
I don't know the official league rules. I know that a lot of the whole thing there is just.
Otherwise, it's Lamar.
Right.
And Lamar would be the pick at that point. I would say Tyreek. I mean, unless you want to throw Lamar at receiver and then toss him the ball and then let him run around.
Lamar quarterback. Is that an easy number one? I mean, Josh Allen would be pretty good, too. I'm trying to think of anyone else who's in that Tyreek younger dynamic.
If you can't run, Mahomes scrambles and throws as good as anybody. But I also feel like, you know, part of his ability to scramble is the threat of running, too. But Mahomes.
Jaden could be dangerous.
Yes, very. Very.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, all the shifty players I'm thinking of, like, the top ones are all quarterbacks right now. So, if they can't run, like, that's why Tyreek is the one that just first came to mind for me. It's like, okay, that's super speed and shifty and...
But you should be able to run, right?
Yeah.
Some flag football experts let us know in the fan text. When the NFL Network was doing that tournament, I seem to remember the quarterback being able to run and
if they rush, 817 says, if you rush, you can run, to my knowledge.
Okay. Then you gotta rely on Lamar with the gold medal on the line, passing to beating you the same exact question.
I'll let him run at that point. It is, it will completely neutralize who you pick, though, because, like, obviously, like, Saquon Barkley would be way further down this list, I would imagine, like, when it comes to picking flag football as opposed to the actual game. And so, I mean, the guys that stand out, receivers. So, plus, who are the really good contested catch receivers? Who are the shifty receivers? Well,
plus, we're talking about 3 years from now.
Turpin's a good answer. 214. Turpin's a good answer.
Kyler Murray, 817.
Kyler. Yeah, Kyler doesn't want to run anymore.
There's so many conflicting takes on whether you can run or not. Some of you, you have less than 5 seconds to get rid of the ball. Others are saying you can only rush if you're rushed by a pass rusher, so who knows?
All right, what happened with this pirate ship in New York as the Rangers are there getting ready for the Yankees?
So this was a Mexico pirate ship that is in New York for the 250th anniversary of the nation next year. But it was for some reason it was heading up there. It was a Mexican Navy training ship, and two people actually were killed in this thing.
Slammed into the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, this was not like, oh my God, it nicked it. Like, this clearly was going to hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was being tugged in by a tugboat, like, shortly before. It had lost power, struck the bridge. It was on a global goodwill tour. It was eventually en route to Iceland. So it was moving in the wrong direction and mechanical issues, but the mast of the ship, it had 277 people on board. The mast of the ship hit the bottom of the Brooklyn Bridge. There were people like up there.
Is that who were the people that died? Was it, were the people on the bridge that got hit, or was it the people on the boat?
I think it was the people on the boat.
Multiple crew members seriously injured.
Yeah, there was 19 people all together injured. Two of the people lost their lives. And I don't know if it was the people that were up there on that little crow's nest thingy that fell.
So this is because the ship lost power. Kind of like the Baltimore incident.
Kind of like the Baltimore incident, yeah.
I'm not even thinking of these boats having power. I'm like, rely on the wind. Rely on the sails.
Right. Yeah. It had sails.
Which, yeah, because
it was a fake sailboat.
Fake sail.
The Baltimore one, yeah, that was. Luckily, this thing didn't like the part that actually hit the bridge, because the Baltimore, when it hit the Key Bridge, that was like the big, like the mass of the thing just hit. This was like the very top of the very boat top of the just kind of hit it, but it wasn't enough to actually like take down the bridge or do anything to really rattle the bridge. That one that hit in Baltimore was just. Like, I mean, they're like, even more people didn't die in that one.
The Diddy case is bringing out crazy stories. Take us to the courtroom, Judge Choppy.
Week one of the Diddy case was in the books. And you had, I mean, Cassie was up there, which was, I guess, his girlfriend at the time. Just absolutely detailing this Caligula lifestyle that Diddy was leading. And you have people here on this stand talking about horror stories about how Cassie's like could not stomach another freak off. She was like, she would give back every cent. That's what she said. She would give back every cent of her $20 million settlement if it meant never having to go to another one of these parties.
She performed acts with escorts, dancers, or strangers that he allegedly hired. That was his fantasy.
Yeah, and apparently, like, everyone in the courtroom just absolutely broke down when she said that. But Diddy's bodyguard, who goes by the name
of... By the way, before you leave her, she started dating Kid Cudi. And apparently, Diddy started issuing the threats. Like, I'm going to blow his car up. Well, guess what? Kid Cudi's Porsche exploded randomly. And they're like, okay, I don't know. There was another past Diddy girlfriend or wife who passed away.
There's a lot of sketchy history
he
stuff.
He really seems like he believes he is Tony Soprano.
Yeah,
He is a real-life mobster ordering and handing out hits.
Yeah, was the movie Made? He was in the movie Made.
Was Diddy?
Yeah, he was. I think it was maybe Made. It was one of those Vince Vaughn, John Favreau movies.
He's gotten away with a lot of, like, gotten away, quote-unquote. Like, I mean, he's had a lot of charges that have been dismissed or that he's beaten.
So this is his bodyguard, his big homie. He was on with Pierce Morgan.
Jamie Foxx said out of his mouth that his partner handed him an Advil, and after he took that Advil, he woke up 22 days later. That's what he said out of his mouth. I feel like us as a species, I feel like human skepticism has become a virus, because if we don't trust the words of our peers, where are we as a species? You know, eyewitness testimony and circumstantial evidence is enough to get a person a life sentence in any court on the earth. Why is it that when people are whistleblowing and putting their life and livelihood on the line, they receive so much scrutiny? I don't think that's by chance.
Why would he want to take out Jamie Foxx?
Great question. Was he a threat?
Is it take him out, or was it like, here, take this, and then you're blacked out and partying for the whole time? Like, here, this is just to make sure you get through.
That could be it.
And then he gets to stay there. Whatever punishment Diddy gets, I don't think he's going to see. Like, I just...
You think he's going to get off?
I think somebody's going to take care of him, or he's going to take care of himself at that point.
Oh, really?
There's no way he wants to sit inside a prison for the next God knows how long dealing with the repercussions of that with behind the scenes. No chance.
Apparently, he messed up her eggs. She messed up his eggs one morning. He tried to hit her with an iron skillet. He missed, so then he allegedly grabbed her by the hair, dragged her up the stairs like a lunatic. So all the stories, nonstop, and that's just week one.
It's awful, man. Like the whole, like that. Yeah, like you say, week one, they went back, I guess, yesterday to start week two of this. But apparently everybody's saying he couldn't get enough baby oil. Like if you were a part of his parties, it was just like, I want to see more baby oil.
More glisten.
Yeah, he legitimately, Cassie's testimony said he would bring a like child's pool, fill it up, and like make people roll around in it. Like he's just, every few years we get a story about him or somebody like Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein or somebody like that. And it's like, how many more of these people exist in that community that we're never finding out about?
Yes.
That never get caught.
How about the Antonio Brown story? Over the weekend, you wake up and Antonio Brown is apparently firing a gun outside of this boxing match.
This was an Aiden Ross.
Yeah.
This is some sort of Aiden Ross event. And then he's getting mixed up. Now, to his credit, I thought when he was getting jumped by like three security guards or whatever, I was like, well, he's done for. He wasn't. He kind of rolled out of it, jumped up, got a hit in, and then everybody broke it up. He's tougher to take down than that, I guess.
He's tougher to take down, man. Like that was, you got four or five guys around you.
Antonio said that he was jumped and they were trying to take his jewelry, and apparently no arrests were made.
Yeah, that's the strange thing. How was there no arrests made? You have a gun fired. And you have video evidence of people getting beat up.
Okay. Is it one of those things, I guess, where just police show up and they go like, we can't figure out which one of you idiots did it, so
I don't know.
We can't charge
everybody go?
Yeah, like, just like, yeah, we can't charge anybody because we can't figure out who actually was responsible for this.
I know he's still crazy, but it feels like, at least on Twitter, Antonio Brown has kind of become a good guy. He's not just crazy nut job. People love his humor.
Oh, yeah. They think he's funny.
The CTESPN thing. I mean, that's...
No, but he goes after Shannon Sharp, the memes.
Yeah.
He is not afraid of offending anyone. And whether it's him or someone else, like, did anyone know Antonio Brown had this type of humor? But people find him hilarious. He's like the people's comedy champ on social media.
Obviously, he has a platform, but he has an awareness... with himself, too, that he's kind of leaning into the character.
Yep.
And it is funny. It really is.
I think he was quoted out there in the melee of, like, I have CTE, I don't remember. You know?
Some of the stuff, like, if you just...
It's like, prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Just go pull up his Twitter account and just start scrolling and seeing all the random S he throws up there. My gosh. Like, half of this we can't read on the air.
No.
No.
But that's why people love it.
That's why you love it.
I feel like he's turned. He's kind of turned a little bit.
I think he has. It's not like he'll never be.
I'm not saying he's sane.
But yeah,
his likability.
ESPN's not hiring him to be an analyst.
No.
Right, but, you know, I would tune into his podcast.
Just another reason to love Pete DeBoer. With Stars Game 1 tomorrow night, the hockey continues along with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.